Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mr. Fedor, how you doing, bud?
What's up, guys? I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome. You golfing today or what?
No, not today. It's too swampy out there.
Is it?
I mean, every time it seems like it would be good weather to golf, it's too soft.
Did you get out this weekend at all? Did you get out this weekend or no?
Golfing Friday, 92.3 the Fan team for the Media Ryder Cup.
That's this Friday?
Yeah, that's this Friday.
How did I not get the invite?
Wow.
You're already out. You're already golfing somewhere Friday.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I mean, I may have changed my plans.
Who is the fan? Who's the fan team?
What's the fan team? Tom Herschel. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's Herschel. Yeah.
I thought I was one of your favorites,
I'm not good,
Tom.
I'm not good enough.
This is a bunch of BS. Who's putting this team together?
I don't know who's putting it together. I think Lima's putting it together. I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Unbelievable. Second time he's backstabbed me this week.
He was ripping you about Braylon Edwards this morning. Now he's keeping you off the golf
course. And I invited Lima to golf with me on Sunday. This is unacceptable. I can't believe I work here.
Sorry, put a damper on the rest of your day, Dustin. Didn't mean that when I did the calling.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I totally get that. That's
Andy Roth walked in studio.
Oh, of course.
Lima is... Captain, of course.
Oh, well, good.
Yep.
Of course.
That was good.
Lima's the captain.
I'm nixing Lima for my foursome on Sunday.
I honestly thought that I was getting the boot from 92.3, the fans team, so I was all set to build my own Cleveland.com super team. But I got
super
the invite,
team.
So.
Wow. Bud Shaw would be on that,
Where are you
right?
guys playing? Are you guys playing
well,
at,
not anymore.
Stonewater?
Not anymore. That's no right. longer with Cleveland.com. We've had some people depart, so
probably
we kind of lost our golf roster.
Damn it. Well, I knew that.
Were you guys playing Stonewater?
I think it's at Stonewater. See, I don't even know those details. I have to look into that.
I'm just let down here. I can't even get a call from Jimmy Hanlon. Like, can I get a phone call from somebody?
Herschel.
Don't blame me.
Unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of disappointing. All right, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Damn it, do we have to talk?
All right, we'll talk some NBA. So I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Chris, here's the thing. Draft night is going on, and, of course, you know, the Garland pick. And as the draft's going on, I'm working with Jake Chapman, and – mm-hmm. We're hearing the stories about, well, you know, Cavaliers looking to deal J.R. Smith, and it could, you know, net them a first rounder. And I'm not going to pretend. I think you need a PhD to understand the tax and you know what they can and can't do with the salary cap. But how did it go from they're looking to get a first round pick in return for J.R. Smith to now all of a sudden we've got words like pain threshold being talked about with Kobe Altman in trying to deal this. What's going on here?
I think there was always some matter of what are you willing to take back in return and how deep into the luxury tax are you willing to go and what value are you getting back in some kind of trade for J.R. Smith? Are you getting a future lottery pick? Are you getting a lottery pick in this year's draft that isn't considered great? Are you getting a first-round pick from a playoff team that's going to be between 25 and 30? So I think there was always that. And I had written numerous times and said a few different times on 92.3 The Fan, if the Cavs had their choice when it came to a J.R. Smith trade, they wanted a future first-round pick. They didn't want an extra one in this year's NBA draft because they didn't love this year's draft. But if they were going to get one in this year's draft, they would have been okay with that depending on which contract they had to take back from another team. So, like, hypothetically, maybe they could have done something with the Milwaukee Bucks for the 30th overall pick in the draft. It probably would have involved Tony Snell, the deal that the Detroit Pistons made instead of the Cavs. So you had to ask yourself, the Cavs had to ask themselves, all right, is the 30th overall pick enough for us to, one, go into the luxury tax, two, take back a bad contract in Tony Snell that's going to push us into the luxury tax, or would we be better off moving on from JR in a different kind of way? So I think there was always a balance with the Cavs of, One, what contract are we getting back? Two, how much money is it going to cost? And three, what kind of value pick are we going to get back in return? And I think they had to weigh all of those different things going into draft night.
All right, Chris Fedor is with us, Cleveland.com. Sorry, I'm busy texting with our boss, Herschel, now.
Trying oh, that's to okay.
Well, at least you're able to text with him. I'm not cool enough to text with Herschel.
You're blocked by him. Yeah. Chris, let's talk about Kevin Love here for a moment because lots of talks that maybe they should move him prior to the season. How do you think the Cavs proceed, and is it smart to try and do everything to try and move Kevin Love?
I don't think they're sitting there putting their hands up saying, take Kevin from us, take Kevin from us, take Kevin from us. Kevin's somebody that they value. He's their best player. He's their most important player. John Beilein has spent a lot of time this offseason watching film of the Cavs to try and get to know these players and figure out what's going to work, what's not going to work. And the Cavs gave him a bunch of film from their team from February to April when Kevin was actually healthy so that he could get a feel for what the Cavs can be like with Kevin. And John is excited to coach Kevin. He provides a lot of floor spacing. He takes pressure off of Colin Sexton. He's going to take pressure off of Dylan Windler and Darius Garland and Kevin Porter Jr. There's a lot of value to having Kevin here. He's going to set the culture. He's going to show all these guys what it takes to be a professional and what kind of work ethic you have to have. So the Cavs have value with that, and they see the value in that. But look, the reality is the Cavs are in a place where they're in a rebuild. So if a team is going to blow them away with an offer and a team is going to give them pieces that are going to help them both in the short term and the long term, sure, I absolutely think the Cavs would consider it because of Kevin's age, because of his contract, because of his injury history. I just don't think it's the top priority for them going into this offseason of things that they want to accomplish because of how much they like Kevin. And the other thing, Dustin, is I have yet to see a hypothetical trade that would make me think that the Cavs would actually say yes to it. Like if they can get some combination of young players and picks, then sure, I think they would consider it. I just think it's hard to make a deal for him because of the money that's going to change hands.
So some of the hypotheticals that were tossed out there, Portland being one, he's from Portland and what about Collins and a first? Is that really kind of pie in the sky or is that doable, you think?
I just don't know what they have, right? So if we're talking about a future pick coming from Portland, they would probably be a playoff team with Dame, CJ, and Kevin as the core of that team.
Right.
So you're talking about a first-round pick that's going to be between what, like 22 and 30 probably, somewhere around there? And I don't know that they have the young up-and-coming players on a team-friendly, controllable contract. Like, who fits that? Anthony Simons? I don't know. I mean, he was a late first-round pick last year. Maybe the Cavs view him in that kind of light. So it's just, again, yeah, Portland makes a lot of sense because Portland needs somebody like Kevin. They've been looking for that kind of player since LaMarcus Aldridge left. He'd be perfect next to CJ and Dame. It's just, I don't know that the package that the Cavs would get back in return would be enough for them to say that's enough value for us to give up our most important and our best player.
It's Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, covering the Cavaliers, joining us, Bull and Fox, here on this Tuesday. All right, I want to go back to Darius Garland for a moment because earlier today on Ken Carman's show with Anthony Lyman, the guys had Bryce Drew on, his former college coach at Vanderbilt. And look, to some degree, as we were discussing earlier, Dustin and I, yeah, your coach obviously is going to sell you and he's going to say all these great things about you. But I did think that there was something to, at least for me, it raised my antenna when he's talked about his passing ability. Like, and I've heard this on more than one occasion that, you know, yes, he can score. And obviously the Cavs saw that in the workout. But Bryce Drew basically said, like, if this guy was playing back when I was playing for the brief time or whatever, I was in the NBA, this guy would be one of the top 5 or 10 passers. He sees things before they happen. And, you know, but because it was only 4 or 5 games, he didn't really get a chance to see that. Are you hearing more and more that this guy could be very, very special in terms of facilitating, not just scoring, but really getting everybody into the offense, getting everybody involved?
So I asked somebody inside the Cavs organization that scouted Darius very closely about his passing because I said, look, he had more turnovers than assists at Vanderbilt. And I heard two theories, guys. One, he didn't pass because his teammates stunk. And I think there's some truth to that.
Right.
Like, why are you going to pass to teammates that aren't going to make shots? How is that better for your team than you going out there scoring the basket? They were 4-0 with Darius Garland playing the way that he was. So his teammates weren't very good, and I think you can see that in the fact that they went 5-23 without him on the floor. So that was one theory. The other thing is, like, everyone's looking at stats, total stats of him. And the fifth game that he played in, he played 2 minutes. So that counts towards his averages, but that doesn't really give a great representation. So, like, they looked at it in a four-game thing, and they looked at it on per 36 and per 40 and stuff like that, the deeper analytics stuff. And that showed a better passer. They also pointed to, I think he had 11 assists in the McDonald's All-American game. It's an exhibition game. It's basically an all-star game. But he showed off some passing concepts in that kind of setting. They went back to the Nike UIBL stuff that happened before he got to Vanderbilt. And he showed some passing there and some leadership and how to run a team and stuff like that. So I think the Cavs do feel like there were circumstances that played into his low assist totals at Vanderbilt. And they ask themselves, does he have the skill set to make that be a little bit different once he gets into the NBA? And I do think you have to point out, look, I know people don't like comparisons and stuff like that. And there's been so much conversation about the Portland duo and the Cavs trying to replicate that and stuff. But Damian Lillard, when he was in college, for his entire college career, averaged about 4 assists per game. He got to the NBA and he averaged, I think, 6 as a rookie. So I think so much we look at, okay, what is a guy doing or not doing in college? And then we turn it into what is it that he can or can't do? And I think there's a difference between whether a guy can or whether a guy did or is allowed to in a college environment.
Chris, Kyrie Irving, if he was playing in a celebrity all-star game in Cleveland, would you cheer for him?
I mean, I'm not allowed to cheer in the press box.
Assuming you're not covering the game. If you're not covering the game, you're a fan.
Beat up, umbrella drink in your hand.
Yeah, is he getting booed or is he getting a standing O from Chris Fedor or just nothing at all?
So I think the majority of fans would boo him, but I would give him a standing ovation because he's the second best player in franchise history and he hit the biggest shot in franchise history. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, that doesn't change just because he wanted out of Cleveland.
Or is taking shots at the city of Cleveland since and their fans.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take that personally either. Like, there are people that are going to want to be here and there are people that aren't going to want to be here. But what did you do while you were here? You know what I mean? While he was here, he was awesome. So that's how I view it anyway.
Hey, well, good luck in the Media Cup and all that.
Oh, thank you.
And obviously, I'm sure Herschel recruited a very solid, solid group there. And we hope you represent us well. Thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure, bud.
You got to guess. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.